Right now, it is time to meet once again none other than Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you. How is every little thing?
Every little thing is fine. I've got this new, I had sent you an email with a link. I've got this new program that I'm trying that the audio quality is so much better than Skype. And so I'll talk with it about you later on today. I sent the link to your email address. But I'll talk to you a little bit. I want to try it sometime later on today.
When did you send that?
Oh, gosh. I think it was on Sunday. It got lost probably.
Because with the weekend people, yeah, forget about it.
Yeah. So
send it to me again.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens. I tried it out with somebody and it had an echo in the background, but the quality of it is just far superior than Skype. Yeah.
And it's free.
And it is free. And it's the strip down session is free. The more expensive one, you can get a more expensive one. But you also need a mix minus and all that other. So that's why I'm in the background. I'm recording right now to see what it sounds like when we're finished. So
okay.
So anyways, so we had a little snow here the other day, and right. I'll tell you what, when that front went through, the wind, the other day.
Yeah.
Roared through here like a freight train.
Interesting you mentioned that, because, I heard the wind, and I said, let me go into the weather center to see, you know, what I'm registering. And it's a zero.
Uh-oh.
But I see the zeros in the middle of the circle, the compass, but I see the wind direction flying around the circle.
Yeah.
Saying, what is going on here? Because usually, if there is a problem with the anemometer wind vane, which is one unit, it's usually a battery. But that can't be if the direction is flying all over the place. So, yeah. All right, so put that on hold. And went out there Sunday, looked up on the roof. Here's the wind blowing, and the cups are standing still. Not a good sign.
No.
So I called Davies yesterday, and he said the bearings have gone on the anemometer. He said it'll be $20. I'll send you up the new bearings. I said, how difficult is that? He said, if you have a Phillips and an Allen wrench, no problem. Yeah, there's only one problem. Getting up on the roof.
Yeah.
So I mean, he's sending it to me, but I don't know. I'm not going up there. I'll have to find somebody to go up there, repair that. You know the story. But in the meantime, we have increasing cloudiness today with a high of 40. There's a little low in Kentucky right now. And that low is going to head off to the New Jersey coast, but it's not going to come up the New England coast. It's going to go out to the south of Cape Cod. So we're not going to see any significant precipitation from it. There will be flurries tonight or snow showers that, again, could give us a coating, 25 to 30. Then tomorrow, that low's out, but an Arctic front will be flying through the region. Let me just give you an example. 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, I expect the Arctic front to be near Syracuse, New York. By 1 p.m., east of Boston.
Wow.
So it is going to be moving. I went for passing flurries. It would not surprise me if some places get a brief snow squall in the mid-30s. And we drop into the teens and single numbers tomorrow night. Thursday, sunny, cold, 25 to 30. As quick as the cold air comes in, it begins to retreat on Friday. Some rain or drizzle will develop in the afternoon. We'll be in the low 40s. On Saturday, there'll be some rain. 55 to 60.
Wow.
And then there'll be some showers left over on Sunday, when the high will, again, probably be only around 50 as we begin to go down again. So that is the name of the game. We are on a roller coaster ride as far as temperatures are concerned all week. And nothing lasts too long. You know, if it's unseasonably mild, lasts a day or two. If it's unseasonably cold, a day or two. And that's it. And we're in and out, in and out. But Pat took advantage of yesterday. First of all, by the way, the movie finally wrapped. We finished.
Yay.
Thank God. We finished 9:30 in the evening. That's the time I got home. And we started at noon. But all of that was done. So yesterday, I took the opportunity, especially early in the day, to get my tree down and out. And I did. And I have to tell you, Marshall, that tree is 4 weeks old, fresh as a daisy. Right. That's the difference when you have a when you cut down your own live tree. I mean, hardly any needles fell off it, and it still smelled so nice. So anyhow, that's out. And then it was about 11 in the morning, and the sun broke out. And I said, Pat, go for it. I put on my gloves, and I completely took down every bit of outside decorations and put them all away.
There you go. You had a productive...
Very productive weekend. Yeah. Yep. And then, of course, I worked in the weather center yesterday afternoon. But I am just so glad that all of that. The only thing that I have to work on now is the village, which is upstairs. You know, the little houses and all of that. Yeah, so I'll put that away at my leisure. And that's it. And everything else is just right on target.
So, Pat, I'm getting ready to leave the house this morning.
Okay.
I pick up my blue hoodie, which is a insulated hoodie, which I never do, but I had thrown over a chair by the dryer machine in my kitchen. And I pick it up and I put it on and I put my arm in and it's soaking wet. So I said, geez, did I put something on this from when I used the washing machine? And I take my arm out and Pat, a cat had peed on it.
So now
the shirt I'm wearing has just is drenched.
I had to
get undressed, go in the shower, find a new shirt, got redressed, put on another thrower. What way to start the day.
Now, why did the cat do that?
I think the cat was mad. But still, I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have put it in that chair. It was just plain stupid. So I think the cat was mad at me. I think the cat liked to sit in the chair, and that was there, and he got mad. So, oh well, but what a way to start the day!
My goodness!
I think when I get off the air today, I'm going right home and lock the doors and pull down all the shades and
go to sleep.
Because that's not a good sign to start the day.
I hear what you mean. And my great niece was released from the hospital on Saturday.
Good. That's good news.
But they're not without issues. They need to bring her to a pulmonologist. Get this. They think she has trachea malacia. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
In the infants especially, it's when the trachea is a little too soft and not hard enough. So that coughing and sneezing will cause the trachea to close. And that's why she has problems breathing. So they got to bring her to a pulmonologist and see what the story is. I mean, most of the time it's corrected by 3 years old. And if not, then they can do surgery. But that is where it is right now. So she's home and... So far, so good. So we keep our fingers crossed.
All right. Well, that is good news. So we can wrap this whole thing up with good news.
We can wrap it up, and yeah, the only bad news that I have is that it's going to get cold
for a short time.
Yeah,
there. That's it. You know.
I hope you stay dry.
Oh, well, from my cats. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, bye, Marshall. Right.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here on Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com on the web.